Welcome to the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Jersey Mike's Subs, since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Well, it might not be tonight, but as we wish you a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, it is a good morning here from Manasquan, New Jersey, Vic Caboo Warrior Field, as we get set for our annual Thanksgiving Day showdown between the Crimson Knights of Wall and the Big Blue Warriors of Manasquan. Along with Ed Sarluka, I'm Matt Harmon, Brad Biroscano, Zach Collins, our engineering staff for the day, as we get set for a chilly one as these teams come to a close with their 2014 campaign. And Ed, a little bit different than it has been in the past. Wall coming into this one at 2-7, Manasquan 3-6, but as always, there is a lot of pride on the line.
Yeah, it's about pride, that's for sure, Matt. Not many years have we've seen both, either one or the other, be under 500. That's the case this year, and usually most of the time somebody's playing next week for a state championship, either Wall or Manasquan. So unusual game, but very competitive. It's a 2-7 team in Wall and a 3-6 team in Manasquan. Should be a competitive football game.
It will be Wall to kick off. Number 3, Nick Macheski, handles the kicking chores for the Crimson Knights, going back deep. Number 23, Max Hawkins, and number 17, James McAlary. Ball set right in the middle part of the 40-yard line as Macheski gives it a boot, angles it off to his right. It will bounce at the 12-yard line, picked up by McAlary at the 13. Trying to come to the near sideline, finds a bit of a seam, gets to the 25, and will be run out of bounds around the 28-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Manasquan. Field conditions always an issue here with the heavy weather that rolled through the area all during the course of the day and through the overnight last night. It is a muddy surface covered with the quick-dry type material that they try and get a little bit of surface all through the middle part of the hash marks. It is pretty beat up off to the sidelines. Okay, as Manasquan will open up here with a first down and 10 again from their own 28-yard line. We're just up and running. First quarter between Wall and Manasquan. I formation, McAlary the deep man in the I package. He will get it, pitch into the short side of the field, cut back to the 30, and bounce forward to the 32-yard line. Let's run through our starting lineups. Liam Grebe is the starting quarterback. John Morris, James McAlary, the two running back tandem. Max Hawkins and Matt Paterzo, the two wide receivers. Tanner Calley, a good one. He is the tight end. Craig Miller and Dan Mopsik, the tackles. Rob Hart and Rob Hageman, the two guards. And Matt McGrady is the center. Second down and about 6. As Wall operating from a 3-4 alignment. Connor Leiden, Jim Onulak, and Matt McKenzie. The three up front will go through the linebackers and the secondary after this second down play. Paterzo will motion. The give up the middle is to McAlary again. He's hit and dropped in the backfield. Tim McGebna, one of the two inside linebackers, coming up to make the stop. He and Rich Ignoyan, the two middle guys, Matt Andrako, Sean Larkin, the outside guys, Nick Iezzi, Matt Cluley are the two corners. Jake Van Brunt and Liam Ferguson are the safeties.
McGevna, probably their best defensive player, plays that inside backer spot. Tough football player.
This is the 15th time that these two teams have matched up on Thanksgiving. Manasquan on a two-game winning streak. They have the overall series advantage, 8-6. Split wide receiver set now on 3rd and 8. Grebe, three-step drop, want the throw. In the flat, he's got John Morris, the fullback, who will have the first down and a little bit more out to the 40-yard line, where the chains will move and Manasquan will get the game's first down.
Pretty simple pass, Matt. Just fullback to the flat. No linebacker out there covering. They bought the inside fake, and good first down for Squan to keep the drive going.
Ball out to the Manasquan 40-yard line. Checking in, number 10, Luke O'Shaughnessy. Part of the offensive fold for the Big Blue. Manasquan entering this game with that 3-7 record. They are riding a 3-6 record. They are riding a 5-game losing streak. Out of the eye set, McAlary will get it, trying to pick a spot off the right side. Hard sledding just over the 40-yard line, maybe got a yard. Second down and 9 coming up. Ed, as we mentioned, kind of cool and has that fall feel in the air, certainly for sure. And as we mentioned, the field conditions will be an issue today.
Yeah, well, the Manasquan is playing in it right now, one of the spots that have been covered by that dry turf that they usually use on baseball fields. So the footing will be tough, but we'll talk a little bit about last night, Matt, in a game I attended, Shore and Rumson. Not as bad as that night.
Two tight end package. Grebe wants to throw. Looking for the home run ball down the middle part of the field. This is up and then deflected away. Double coverage by Cluley and Ferguson. The intended target was Max Hawkins. It will fall as an incompletion, and we go third and nine.
Yeah, one of the bigger games of the weekend or of this Thanksgiving Day week of football games was played last night at Shore Regional. Rumson and Shore, both teams playing in state finals next Friday and Saturday nights. You know, not real good conditions. Probably the worst conditions I've ever seen a game played in. Torrential rain, blowing all night, cold, snow flurries. 13-0 victory for Shore. Pretty good win for Shore Regional.
Three wide receivers set. Shovel pass inside to Cali, and he slips in the bad part of the field in between the hash marks. Only gets a yard on fourth and eight. Manasquan, after one first down, could not get a second, and they will have to punt it away for the first time today. It is Cali who will go back into punt formation. Number two, Matt Cluley, who is the starting safety and quarterback, handles the punt return chores. Cali will step into it around his own 30-yard line.
What wind there is, Matt, will be in his face for this first quarter, blowing left to right on your dial.
Good snap. Cali, a left-footed kicker, hangs one into the air and will bounce it to 32, roll down just inside the 30, be downed at the 28-yard line, where Wall will get it for the first time today. Nick Jamie coming down on the coverage. The Crimson Knights under the direction of Matt Cluley. He's thrown for seven touchdown passes on the year, just under 1,000 yards coming in to the game today. Rich Ignoy and Tim McGevna, who make up the linebacking core, also the starting backfield. Paul Kalaramis is the tight end. R.J. Janicek, good-looking sophomore, and Liam Ferguson, the two receivers. Connor Lydon, Darryl Valmy, the tackles. Jim Onulak and Mike Yard, the guards. Kyle Delacardillo is the center. From the shotgun, Cluley will go. Jet sweep set up. It will be out over the 30, get to the 35-yard line. Good carry on first down for Sean Larkin, number 22. Pickup of about eight. It will leave Wall with a second and two. Craig Miller, Pete Mayer, the two defensive ends. Rob Hart, Rob Hageman, the two tackles. Tanner Cowley, Matt Paterzo, the outside linebackers. John Morris is the middleman. Cody Carruthers and Nick Jamie, the corners. Tommy Meyer and Kyle LeBlanc are the two safeties for the Big Blue. Second down and two. Wall with a three-wide receiver set as Larkin stays into the game as the third man. He and Janicek off on the right side. Here's the gift for Cluley. He's got a big hole, a first down, and a bit more. Out over the 45, get to the 47-yard line. Wall will move the chains on two plays as today's game being brought to you in part by Matthew J. Morahan, Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better when healthy.
Well, no doubt about it, but Wall's biggest win of the year of their two was the Bricktown game in week four. And that was the play that they featured. Cluley on the ground following his running back. Big yardage in that game. He was over 100 yards rushing in that Brick game.
Cluley also with six touchdowns on the ground. They'll fake the jet sweep. Cluley again up the middle, down inside the 40, inside the 35, and tripped up inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. Another big run for Steve Cluley. That's a 25-yard pickup, and Wall knocking on the door on their opening possession. And that zone read, which can be somewhat difficult to defend, especially with a good quarterback who can eye it, and so far Cluley looks sharp. Two backs sent this time. Cluley operating from the pistol, has McGevna to his right, and Ignoyan as the deep man. Again off that zone read, Ignoyan will keep it this time. Pound forward to the 26-yard line, for gain of about two. Make it second down and eight.
In a mistake that we will probably make quite a few times today, Matt, not Steve Cluley. That's his older brother. It's Matt Cluley.
Steve, the starting quarterback for
William and Mary, who is in attendance, and I'll try to get a short little interview with Steve as soon as we track him down.
Cluley here on second down and eight. Right up the middle again. Matt Cluley with a couple of nice moves down inside the 10, inside the 5, spins forward, gets into the end zone for a touchdown. Quick opening drive score. It was pretty much all Matt Cluley, and he's able to punch one in from 26 yards out to give Wall a 6-0 advantage.
Again, Matt, just the zone read, fake to Larkin in the backfield, and Pluly keeping it off tackle again. So devastating in the brick game, and so far today, it looks just as devastating.
Macheski on for the extra point, working in a tough spot where to kick the football. He had the game-winning extra point in that game against Brick. Knocks one up and through here to give Wall a 7-0 lead. We step out for our first timeout. 6:33 to go in the opening quarter. It's Wall 7, Manasquan nothing. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Today's game presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish, be a sub above. Great little pregame meal, getting sent for some turkey later on. Turkey subs delivered, the good turkey that Jersey Mike's does. Not that the other one is bad, but the special turkey, I guess I should say, presented by Chad Turpak and the good folks at Jersey Mike's, who will join us at halftime. We'll talk about the great partnership that we have with one of the premier companies, certainly in Monmouth and Ocean County, and now nationwide as well. Wall with a quick scoring drive. They lead it 20 after a 26-yard touchdown run by Matt Cluley. They lead it 7-0 as Macheski gets a kickoff. Hawkins and McAllen both back deep. Good boot here inside the 10. It's fielded by McAllary. He'll go across the field, set up a reverse, set up pretty well, out to the 20, 25, make it the 30. Nick Jamie to the 40-yard line and rolls his way forward to the 45. Finally tripped up and taken down by Nick Iazzi. Well-designed play off the kickoff return, and Manasquan out to their own 40-yard line.
Well, that's the first time we've seen that reverse all year, Matt, in any game we've done, and it worked very effectively as McAllary started right, handed off wide open spaces, and if the turf was good today, that might have been a home run ball. But the footing, as you mentioned many times, Matt, not real good, so he was picking up his steps.
Second possession here for Manasquan, 6:21 to play in the opening quarter. It is Wall 7 and Manasquan nothing. First check of one of the other games taking place here today. Had Long Branch on top of Red Bank by a score of 7-0. That one in the first quarter. For some of the classic games being played today, Middletown North, Middletown South, Lakewood, Toms River South, Neptune, and Asbury Park. We'll update you as the contest goes here. Four into the pattern here for Grebe. Steps up in the pocket. He is in trouble. Eludes the rush once. Cannot elude it again. Sack in the backfield. Good pressure laid on. Leading the way was number 28, Matt Andrako, the junior defensive end. And a loss of about six will set Manasquan up back inside their 40-yard line to the 39, where it will be second down and 16.
Grebe unable to get any kind of footing, Matt. You could see he gingerly drops back there and unable to set his feet, and that's two sacks for Wall.
Draw being set up here. McAllary spins away from McGevna, but diagnosed well by the Wall defense. Larkin coming back to help make the tackle. This Wall team that seems to know a bit what's happening with Manasquan. Everyone was yelling draw from the sideline, and they were right on top of it.
Yes, they were, Matt, and they were yelling it, you know, 5 or 6 seconds before the ball was snapped. So well scouted, Dan Curcione, who coaches the defense. He's a defensive guy, played linebacker up at the University of Buffalo and also at Brick Memorial, so he knows what he's doing defensively.
Four wide receiver set two either way here. Grebe under center, has Morris, who will stand in the backfield to help block. Wants to throw, lets it off onto his right, finds a target in Hawkins, but played well by Matt Cluley. Out over the original line of scrimmage. A gain there of about seven, but it is still 4th and 8, and yet again, Manasquan will have to punt it away. Cali moving into punt formation, Cluley standing at his own 25-yard line. Long cadence, good snap, no pressure, short punt by Cali. It will bounce at the 35, picked up by Cluley at the 30, and he is quickly dropped by Jamie coming down and covering the kick for Manasquan as we move into almost the late stages of a fast-moving first quarter. 4:15 to play quarter number one. It is Wall 7 and Manasquan nothing. Matt Harmon, Ed Saraluca, hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving. Today's game brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with 11 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County, designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, or those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com. First down and 10 here for the Crimson Knights, leading 7-0. Three wide receivers set, clearly a little play action. Wants to throw. He's got a man open in Larkin. He will make the catch at the 35-yard line. Bobbled it for a second. Tiptoe the sideline. Get down inside the 30, down close to the 25-yard line.
Great play action, Matt, by Cluely. Larkin came from the opposite side there. Actually, they had two guys wide open on that. Larkin juggled it at first, held on to it. Larkin, a good-looking sophomore, was hurt earlier in the year and missed the first three or four games. He is back full.
First down and 10 for Wall. Slot receiver combo off on the left. Ferguson and Larkin there. Janisnek saying near sideline to the right. Cluely gets the direct snap, wants to run forward, and will work his way just shy of the 20-yard line. We'll mark it at the 21. Four-yard pickup. It will be second down and 6. And this is a solid start for Wall offensively.
Yeah, they look great. They look like they're into it. As you said, Matt, Manasquan has not woken up yet. They better get themselves into this ball game quickly, or they're going to find themselves down 14-0. As Wall is on the move now, just about to take it into the red zone, sitting at the 21-yard line.
That's a couple of scores that will pass along after this second down play. Larkin will motion across, fake the jet sweep, zone read off the left side. Cluely down inside, he will score for the second time today. Take this one in from 20 yards out. Matt Cluely scoring the second touchdown of the day, both coming on the ground for Wall, who now leads 13-0.
Again, all it was, Matt, zone read. Again, the fake to Larkin and Cluely off tackle. Great job up front by the offensive line. Kyle Dallacardillo and his buddies up front doing a great job. Cluely in the end zone for the second time.
Good snap, good hold. Kick will be knuckled up, but good by Macheski. 14-0, Wall leads. 3:08 to go in the opening quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Our game today brought to you in part by the Office Restaurant and Lounge in Toms River. After the game, join them for dinner or their special $5 bar menu. Kitchen open till 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. Matt Orman and Saraluca here. We broadcast live from Vic Kabu Warrior Field, where Wall has opened up a 14-0 lead in their annual Thanksgiving Day showdown against the Warriors. Crimson Knights with a couple of touchdowns on the ground from junior quarterback Matt Cluely. He has led the way as Nick Macheski getting set to kick off with 3:08 to go in quarter number one. Good hard boot down inside the 10, fielded at the 5 by Hawkins. Goes to the far side, numbers at now the 20, out to the 25-yard line. Stopped a bit shy of the 30. Sean Larkin again down in coverage, making the stop. Ed Larkin, a guy who you just mentioned, injured early in the year, but as a sophomore so far, he is looking like a player.
Well, you know, I just asked head coach Dan Curcione about Larkin because I thought, and he was, a wide receiver for most of the year, and I asked Dan just now if he had been in the backfield before, and he said yes, he's played a little in the backfield, but it's been him and Cluely so far as the tandem in the Wall backfield. So he is, like I said, a good-looking sophomore.
First down and 10. Delay draw, give up the middle. McAlary, Wall on top of it again, all the way back to the 25-yard line. That's a loss of just about 3. Host of white shirts there. Jim Onyelak, number 58, operating as the nose man, leading the charge.
Well, it's been all Wall offense and Wall defense so far in this first quarter. 2:35 in running. And Wall looking real good on this turkey day.
Promise you some scores, which we'll pass along after this second down play.
Matt, look out for this number 22 at tailback now. It's only a freshman, Connor Morgan, for Manasquan, just inserted into the game to maybe provide a little life as looks like a false start.
The movement up front.
Now, actually, it was offside.
Teams pointing one way or the other. Let's go to the Twitter and give you a couple scoring updates. Long Branch has a 14-7 advantage on Red Bank. Southern Regional up on Central Regional, 6-0. That game is at the half. Early second quarter, Asbury Park and Neptune are tied at 7. Was offside against Wall, plus 5 the other way for Manasquan. Second down and 8 with 2 minutes remaining here in the opening quarter. Straight eye look. There was some movement there again, but no flag as Morgan will get it off on the right side. Pick up a yard. Get out to the 33-yard line where it'll be third down and just about 6.
Well, Squan needs a first down desperately. Again, they're in that same area of the field that seems like they've been in the entire first quarter. Very sloppy, muddy, not good traction with the feet.
Split receiver combo with the McAlary leaving the backfield now, setting himself as a slot receiver off on the left from the shotgun. Grebe wants to throw and looking into the Manasquan sideline, wanting Kelly, who tried to make a diving catch, could not. Now on 4th and 7, third consecutive set of downs that Manasquan will have to punt it away.
And again, punting into a pretty good, I wouldn't call it a heavy wind, but it's a pretty good breeze blowing in Cowley's face. He has been unable to get the ball down more than 20 or 25 yards in his first two punts.
Cluely standing at his own 45-yard line. Good snap. Here comes some pressure off the edge. Cowley wobbly punt. Bouncing at the 43 will roll down to the 41 where it will be taken over again by Wall. 56 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter. It is the Crimson Knights leading the Big Blue Warriors 14-0. Talk, Ed, a bit about our coaching matchup. Mentioned Dan Curciona in his first year here as the Wall head coach, trying to get the program turned back around. And Jay Price in his fourth year as the Manasquan head coach.
Yeah, two young football coaches, both trying to make their mark. As you mentioned, Curcione was the defensive coordinator for the Knights last year. He took over the head job. And Jay Price, of course, with Vic Caboos. Well, actually, it was I'm drawing a blank now. Who did he take over?
Two tight ends set there as
moved into administration.
Cluely will run it off on the right side and get to the 44-yard line.
Who was the previous coach,
I'm thinking,
Matt?
Ed, you're throwing me on the spot here.
I talked to him in the pregame, too. He's now in the front office at Manasquan and still keeps his head into the game and more of an advisor now for Jay Price. Drawing a blank right now. That's what happens when you get old, man.
Second down and 7.
But you're not.
Janicek in motion will now turn up. Jet sweep set up for R.J. Janicek. Hit at the 49-yard line and dropped. We'll set Wall up with a...
Cahill took over for Vic Caboo after Vic's death. And then Price has taken over for Cahill. And that'll end the quarter number one, Matt. Pretty good quarter for the Knights of Wall.
Fast moving for sure. We step out of here, take a 30-second timeout. We'll come back for the start of quarter number two. It is Wall 14, Manasquan nothing. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.